one final thought. I've seen Republicans my entire life say that women are too emotional to do this or to do that. I vividly remember when Hillary Clinton was running, I was in middle school and somebody leaned over and was like, could you imagine having a woman as the president? It just can't happen. Yet every single person that Donald Trump puts around him is emotional, irrational, lacks any sort of transparency, and is very likely covering up pedophilia right now. All right, genuinely, what the hell is happening to our country? We have leaders at the highest levels spouting regressive rhetoric, taking our country back decades. For example, Pete Hegseth, our current defense secretary, which is supposed to be a highly respected position as it's the person in charge of the world's most powerful military. The man or woman who is chosen as a defense secretary should be highly respected, highly vetted, and have a good head on their shoulders. Well, Pete Hegseth was plucked straight off of Fox News, was known for having an alcohol addiction, and has just openly aligned himself with a Christian nationalist movement that calls for repealing women's right to vote. And this is not some subtle nod that he made. He openly reposted a video of someone saying that women should not be able to vote. So I ask you one more time, what the hell is happening to our country? What is happening to the United States that we know and love, that we've known for the past few decades? It feels like every single month that happens, the regressive leaders in the admin take our country back like a decade, meaning, yeah, we've been put back about 70 years in terms of scientific progress, research, minority rights. You can even make the argument that we've been taken back over 100 years, and I would not disagree. But the main point is the politicization of our institutions is something that is actually quite new to this degree. We just learned that one of the top DOJ officials working right now in the Department of Justice is somebody who is screaming at cops, yelling to kill cops on January 6th of 2021. So 4 or 5 years ago, this person who's openly being fascistic at the Capitol now gets the chance to return. To return to D.C. and to work for our Department of Defense. So without further ado, let's break down this Pete Hegseth post of a social media video featuring a pastor saying women shouldn't be allowed to vote. You know what this reminded me of? This reminded me of a post that Elon Musk made just a few days back. He reposted Dr. Insensitive Jerk. On social media, you can repost something or giving it more views. You're endorsing it, essentially. And Dr. Insensitive Jerk really lives up to his name. This dude is disgusting. He says, in response to Elon, he posts, insightful. Women are built to be traded to another tribe or captured and slide seamlessly into their new culture. That keeps them safe, even though they are physically weak. What are you talking about? It makes me cringe so much when I see people that I went to high school with just a few years back posting on their social media, women in particular, like women my age, posting on social media, go Trump. I'm so happy Trump is back in office. And I went to high school in Indiana, so I know a few people like that. It just boggles the mind. How is this something that you endorse? How do you endorse the people getting back into power that don't seem to want you to vote? Or at the very least, they would be apathetic if the 19th were repealed. If the 19th were repealed, maybe Trump himself is apathetic, but he wouldn't fight against it. He doesn't really care. Whatever helps him maintain power at the end of the day. It like very aggressively treats women like property in its wording, traded to another tribe to slide seamlessly into their new culture. I know a lot of women who would put up a fight and wouldn't just slide seamlessly into a new culture after being traded. It strips women of any autonomy or humanity and makes it seem like men can just trade women. It then just gets more and more sexist and white nationalist as the tweet goes on. I'm not even going to read the rest of it, but trust me, Elon Musk is posting some insane, insane stuff, just like our current defense secretary. Let's play this video just so we're all aware of what our current defense secretary is posting on basically like his government-approved account. He's got the gray check mark, which is a level up from the blue check mark. Blue check mark is for normies like me. I don't have much power. I have to pay $4 a month for it. But the gray check mark right here, the gray check mark is for government officials. This is what our government officials are posting. By the way, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We are rapidly growing, and I couldn't do it without you all. We are going to make a post about this on our Substack, adammockler.com. Let's watch this.
Wilson says in his vision of a Christian society, women as individuals shouldn't be able to vote. His fellow pastors Jared Longshore and Toby Sumter agree.
In my ideal society, we would vote as households. And I would ordinarily be the one that would cast the vote, but I would cast the vote having discussed it with my household.
But what if there's your wife doesn't want to vote for the same person as you?
Right. Well, then that's a great opportunity for a good discussion.
There are some who have gone so far as to say that they want the 19th Amendment repealed.
I would support that. And I'd support it on the basis that the atomization that comes with our current system is not good for humans.
He is the head of our household.
Yes,
and I do submit to him.
So, like, moving here,
I was just
ultimately
say that.
Your decision.
Yes.
That's a great example.
And Wilson, a veteran himself, is unapologetic about his view that women shouldn't be in certain leadership or combat roles.
Looking at the leadership page for Christ Church, it's all men. Do you accept women in leadership roles in the church and in government?
In the church, no.
Why?
Because the Bible says not to.
Wilson.
I mean, that's just a one-minute snippet of a six-minute video that I do not want to play, but a common theme with Pete Hegseth is saying that women shouldn't be able to serve or implying that women aren't fit to do certain jobs, which is a part of this far-right, dangerous ideology that is now seeping into the mainstream. It is infecting our government, and it needs to be removed. Hegseth didn't distance himself. He endorsed the views. He said, all of Christ for all of life. This is the Pentagon's leader. Just think about how crazy it is for the leader of our military to be advocating for Christian nationalist viewpoints on his social media, saying all of Christ for all of life. And those viewpoints are to roll back the rights of women that have been enshrined for over a century regarding voting. And he says all of Christ for all of life. This is the person who essentially in a top-down way can command our military to do things. We know that he is very, very loyal to Donald Trump, so loyal that he was essentially locked out of the Iran strike plan. So when we were planning to strike Iran, Trump refused to listen to his own defense secretary, and he even froze out Tulsi Gabbard. I covered this extensively. Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth are not in their positions because they know what they're doing. They're in their positions to be mouthpieces. So when it came time to actually strike Iran, Donald Trump turned to more neocon people. At least that's what, like, the Charlie Kirk or the Candace Owens would say. They'd say, oh, Trump relied on the neocons. So Trump turned to those people and said, we need to strike Iran. What do we do? And then after it was all done, he allowed Pete Hegseth back into the fold, and Hegseth went on some sort of tantrum. I guess I want to end this off with one final thought. I've seen Republicans my entire life say that women are too emotional to do this or to do that. I vividly remember when Hillary Clinton was running, I was in middle school, and somebody leaned over and was like, could you imagine having a woman as the president? It just can't happen. Yet every single person that Donald Trump puts around him is emotional, irrational, lacks any sort of transparency, and is very likely covering up pedophilia right now. I mean, Pete Hegseth himself, who just posted a video saying women shouldn't vote, crashed out 2 months ago because he was going through alcohol withdrawals or whatever the hell. Watch this video.
How many stories have been written about how hard it is to, I don't know, fly a plane for 36 hours? Has MSNBC done that story? Has Fox? Have we done the story how hard that is? Have we done it two or three times so that American people understand? How about how difficult it is to shoot a drone from an F-15 or 16 or F-22 or F-35?
This guy sat there and melted down for 30 minutes. Donald Trump can't go in front of the cameras without drooling at the mouth, defending Jeffrey Epstein, talking about sex trafficking, and then linking together five different topics before shouting at the reporters for hating him and then just storming off. He's the most emotional, irrational person ever. He declared a trade war, not on one country or one industry, but he got so emotional, he declared a trade war on the world. This dude just mobilized nuclear submarines to the border of Russia, not because Putin invaded Ukraine, but he mobilized nuclear submarines because the former Russian president was saying mean things about him. Over and over, Donald Trump acts on emotion, signs executive orders on emotion. So it's not even about them saying women are emotional. It's more about the fact that people at the highest ranks of our military are now making posts. Like, the dude who controls the military is making a post saying that women shouldn't be able to vote. So if they were to try to roll back women's rights, the scary thing is most Republicans would be apathetic at most. I think Pete Hegseth could lead the charge, and Trump would just be apathetic about it. Whatever helps him gain power, he wouldn't push back on it. A lot of Republicans have fallen so far down the sunk cost fallacy rabbit hole that they're just going to continue to be dragged along no matter how deep we go into Christian theocracy. Pete Hegseth seems to be leading the way, so let's continue to push back. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe on the Adam Mockler channel below. We'll continue to call this out. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.